Eisner and Iger convened a series of meetings with division heads to review the targets, and prior to those meetings, there were numerous rehearsals. At the Family Channel, responsibility for the plan fell to Angela Shapiro, but for the financial aspects, she relied on Jim Hedges, chief financial officer for the ABC TV network, and Spencer Newman, who reported to Alex Wallau. Neither Hedges nor Newman could get Murphy or anyone else at Strategic Planning to give them the projected numbers that had been used to justify the purchase. Finally, Strategic Planning delivered the targets, but the family executives couldn't figure out how they had been derived. All projections are necessarily somewhat conjectural, but the assumptions are supposed to be based on fact. In reality, the Family Channel was falling far short of the projections from Strategic Planning. Hedges and Newman worked with their numbers, but couldn't come up with anything close to the Strategic Planning targets. Tensions mounted. Finally, Shapiro and her staff were told that Iger was taking the unusual step of attending the next rehearsal for their presentation, an ominous sign that Peter Murphy and his staff weren't happy. Shapiro was out of town, so she participated by phone. There were at least 10 people in the room. Iger had a copy of the latest projections from Newman and Hedges. "You've got to go back and rework these," he ordered. Newman and Hedges said they had tried but couldn't get to the numbers. "We can't be this far off," Iger insisted. "We don't know how to get even close to these numbers," Shapiro interjected over the speakerphone, a point reiterated by her staff. "We can't present a number to the board that is hundreds of millions lower than we just gave them a few months ago," Iger insisted.
"Bob, I've never presented numbers I can't deliver," Shapiro replied. "You should know that I'm having a very hard time with this."
Still, the family staff went back to the drawing board and came up with numbers that, while still short of what Strategic Planning wanted, were as aggressive as they felt they could possibly justify. Iger confirmed that family executives and Murphy were at loggerheads and that he intervened. He said it's entirely appropriate to push executives to produce better numbers. He has done so many times, and that it often produces better and more accurate results. All of this was in preparation for the meeting in late May 2002, where Shapiro had to present plans for the channel to Eisner, Iger, Chief Financial Officer Tom Staggs, and Peter Murphy. At the meeting, she stressed the creative approach she was hoping to develop for the channel, which would be aimed at younger women. She obviously wished she could leave it at that, but she couldn't avoid the numbers. "Michael, the finance people will take you through the numbers, but you should know that they're incredibly aggressive." For good measure, she repeated, "Corporate has made me feel that it's imperative that we reach these numbers, but you should know that these numbers are incredibly aggressive." She stressed the word incredibly. As she paused, there was silence in the room. Finally, Eisner spoke. "Angela, I need you to look at me. Either you're totally exaggerating and these numbers are not aggressive, or you're saying that we really overpaid for this channel." Shapiro paused to ponder her alternatives as everyone at the meeting practically held their breath. There was no good response. "I'm waiting for an answer," Eisner said. Shapiro took a deep breath. "I had nothing to do with the purchase of the channel," she said. "I can't speak to the reasoning or the purchase price,